So I hope everybody else is dry from the rain. Tomorrow we're supposed to get possibly up to a half an inch of snow, looking at the National Weather Service's forecast here. So it's kind of all over the map right now for weather conditions, temperature-wise and precipitation-wise. For me yesterday, wife and I, since there wasn't a lot to do, we were out shopping most of the day, spent probably 5 hours going from place to place to get the things done what we needed to do. Today we've been out to my daughter's since we got here about noon, help her get things ready for dinner. We had 8 people for dinner today and had a good time. It was an enjoyable afternoon. Got the kids out in the backyard. One of my grandson's friends, who now lives in North Carolina, his mom drove him up from North Carolina to be with him, visit for a week. So unfortunately, the kids had their spring break last week. His spring break is this week. So the kids will be in school. He'll be here by himself for the 5 days, basically, which is an unfortunate, and then he's flying home on Saturday. So that's too bad as far as that regard. But they all got out in the backyard for an Easter egg. Easter egg hunt, that is. We hit 200 eggs in the backyard, and the kids went and found all of those today. In about 5 minutes, they found the 200 eggs. So it was a good afternoon. It was a little chilly out here, but it could be worse. Matt Rick, I'll turn it back over to you, KCYBF.
Oh, very good there, Ron. Very good. Thank you for that information there. Next, we'll go to KD8PAZ Mini with KE8PCQ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Mini. KC8, be away.
Well, good evening, KC8VOA. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say hi to the rest of the guys on here tonight. It's good to hear everyone. It was good to see everyone Friday night there and the ones on Saturday morning for breakfast. So I had a good time on both of them. I know I had to leave early, but I got home before dark on Friday night anyway. But other than that, I've been just staying inside trying to get rid of this whatever it is. I think it's mainly sinus and that. So anyway, other than that, I did fix myself some ham and potatoes and cabbage and carrots today. So that was my Easter dinner by myself. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8VOA.
Well, thank you there, Minnie, and hopefully you start feeling better here soon. You sound miserable yet. Next, we'll go to KE8PCQ with KAITI on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Dave. KC8VOA.
KC8VOA in the group. Well, wish everybody a happy Easter. Janie and I had a baked beans and potato salad and ham for our Easter dinner, and the kids came over afterwards and kind of robbed the dogs up and putzed around for a while, so we're back free again, and we'll get some custard pie when this is over. Went to walk the dogs this morning, and we had snow, so you never know in Michigan. Water's up pretty high. Beaver Road is closed at 4 Mile. They've got water completely over the road, so they've closed that. And we had about 1.75 inches of rain. It came down in buckets. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to KC8POA.
Well, thank you there, Dave. Next, we'll go to K8ITI. Jeff? With NAKPI, Bob, on standby.
KC8VOA. Well, good morning. Thanks, Rick. We appreciate it. Or good morning. Here I am. Yes. Happy Easter. We'll start out. Oh, we're doing fine today. Just without checking the water levels here in the field. Yesterday was quite interesting. Had the whole crew out trenching off a little water here and there out in the fields, letting her drain, but we end up with about 4 inches all together here, and, you know, today you look out, and it's surprising how well it soaked in. I'm sure it's all heading towards Saginaw, I'm sure, but everything looks like it's doing pretty good at the moment here. Other than that, we're just a quiet day. We didn't do too much today. I cut some more wood because I see the winter's just not letting go of the summer that's supposed to be coming. So spring is here, but it's still going to be nice and cold for the morning. So thought we'd just keep the old wood boiler going and keep the house nice and warm. So other than that, that's about it for me. I'll send her back to you, Rick, because that controls KCI.
Well, thank you there, Jeff. Next we'll go to N8KPI. Bob, go ahead and pick it up, and then we'll do a standby. KCU BOA.